on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:03. Great day of racing today, Maruya. It's their Cup Day today. Brian Cowden joins me now. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. You got a big day lined up there today.
We have, yeah. It looks like it's going to be a really good meeting, and I think there's going to be lots of people on course from the bookings we've got and all the phone calls I'm taking.
Oh, fantastic. You got 8 races too. Great program. How's the day and the track look, Brian?
Yeah, no, the track's magnificent. We were sort of a little bit borderline a couple of days ago whether we should water or shouldn't water. Then we got 13 mils on Saturday it was. And that just has now dried out a bit, and we've come in at just into the 4 range. You know, we were sort of 5 slant 4 early this morning, but we'll certainly be a solid 4 by the time they race at 1 o'clock. And we've got a nice overcast day, which is lovely. It's probably going to be about 24, 25 degrees, and we'll hope these clouds just hang around but don't drop anything on us.
Yeah, well, that'll be perfect weather for everyone going along, won't it?
Yeah, that's right, yes. You know, it can get a little bit too hot, sort of 6 or 7 hours out in the bright sunshine is a little bit too much, so the cloud cover will be a blessing.
All right, good on you, Brian. So it sounds like you've basically got a perfect day for the Cup meeting today.
We have, yep, absolutely perfect. Yeah, perfect day and perfect track, so it should be a really good day. Some really strong races. The Cup itself, I think, you know, there's 5 good, genuine chances in it, and it's really hard to sort of work out which way to go.
And, Brian, I imagine for families going along today, they'll all be looked after there on course too.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a bit of a sideshow alley for the kids and a free jumping castle, and there's plenty of food. And we're one of the lucky courses where you can get in and actually see all the horses in the stalls. You can get around the stall area. So, it's a great day out for a family.
Yeah, terrific. All right, good luck. Enjoy the day, Brian.
Okay, thanks very much, Sean.
Brian Cowden there, who's the racecourse manager at Maruya. John's course will be on course at 10:05. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Look, I come down on Saturday as well, Sean, and that bit of rain on Saturday afternoon was really welcomed. And the temperature stayed down a little bit, unlike just about everywhere's sweltering with the heat, Sean, but it's very pleasant down here. And look, I like those comments from Brian there regards the track by about 1 o'clock. I think we're going to have a perfect racing surface, mate. So the showcase money is up for grabs, and the fields reflect that.
Right. Now, the first, Class 1. Now, 1 Revit Up Red Nut is $3.20. 2 Exceed the Night, $1.75. 3 Dinesque, $3.80. 4 Medeus is $26. 5 The Amazing Talia, $18. 6 Mop the Floor, $51. And 7 Corruptible, $34. Favourite number 2 Exceed the Night, $1.75.
Yeah, just at the odds, I'll go around it. Sean, I made it 1, 2, 3, and 5. I'll give it to Rev It Up Red Nut here for Lukey Pepper. Maddie Carl takes over today. Look, she's had a couple of excuses. She drew wide at Canberra, and she wasn't disgraced there, but did a lot of work in the run. The Sapphire, likewise, drew awkwardly and did a bit of mid-race work there. Today, look, back to the 9:20, I think it's probably going to suit her from a gate she can follow. And follow the speed, and she's got a good turn of foot on her. So I give her a good chance against these. Definitely 2 Exceed the Night. This is on the improve, and he's getting to know it all the while, Matt Dale. Mitchell Bell on the saddle, and he's rode at both runs this prep. Was good win the maiden, beat None So Bright. It's been placed since. Look, it's going to be right there all the way, and Cherry Ripe third up, as will be Dinesque. Look, I think she looked a little bit plain last time, second up, but it was interesting to note, not a lot of them made ground on the day. So, look, trying to make up 2 lengths was a big task there. But, look, she's drawn outside of these, but I'd give her a good chance with the right run and the Amazing Talia. Not a bad run at Canberra last time in a maiden. I thought off the inside gate and its own track was a cheeky chance as well. So, despite the small field, a good little contest. 1, 2, 3, 5, Sean.
All right, now we might mention too, Chad Lever and Richie Bensley not riding there today. In that first, Jess Taylor is on number 3, Dinesque, replacement rider there. Jess Taylor on 3, Dinesque in that. Now in the second event, 1 out, number 2, Noble House, 330. 3 out, 4 Clergyman, 650. 5 Mr. Dreamy, 126. 6 Storm Attack, 460. 7 Lady Juliana, 71. 8 out. 9 Tip to JC, 480. 10 out, and 11 Indiana Star, 260. It is the favourite, the 11 Indiana Star, $2.60.
Shauna. I'm going to make this the best bet of the day here, Storm Attack. And the market's already gone if you're asleep. $16, they first went up, then $10 yesterday. I know four scratchings this morning. I've seen it tighten in, but I like the way this is going. 6-11-2-4, and I'll make it the good thing, Storm Attack, on the back of that Goulburn run. It was really good there. And generally speaking, they're strong maidens, Goulburn. So, look, the outside gate now in a field of seven might not be the end of the world. I saw this last preparation here, ran a cracker, and there was money for the good odds. It got back a mile and made up a lot of ground, and I thought it's been good both runs this preparation in the 14-25 third up. It's going to do me. Originally, I was hoping for the Uchi Way, Sean, with a full field, but down to a field of seven, this will run you give you a really good sight. So six are special. Look, 11 Indian the Star. This one of Danny went round at Goulburn on debut, and it went quite all right there behind efficiently. I know it failed at Kembla since in a pretty hot maiden mixed new kick. Was pretty keen in behind them, so the benefit of that run for her. And she can get the cover here. Look, two Noble House. I forgive the last run there at Kembla Grange. It was on a heavy, but it was a messy run race, and they didn't want to go. And they all went before the corner and got smashed off the track. It's been knocking on the door all runs this preparation and finds the right race here. Look, it's going to be right there somewhere. And four Clergymen. Who's riding? We've got a jockey for Clergymen, Sean?
In race two, just want... yep, it is Jess Taylor.
Jess Taylor. I thought you said Jess Taylor wasn't riding. Chad Lever.
No, Jess Taylor's riding. Yeah, she's riding. It's Chad Lever and Richie Bensley not riding.
I'm not surprised. She's riding. She'd be walking there from Sydney for the book she's got today. But I got it fourth in the tip, Sean. But I'm going to put my neck on the block here. Six special, 11-2-4.
Okay, the third event now. One Garros, 18. Two Ethnicity, 460. Three Atomic Blast, 6. 4 Tsunami Alert 16, 5 Tudor Prince 12, 7 No Doubt Ma'am is 12, number 7 Run Like a Rebel 340, 8 Foxbeat 19, 9 City of Shadows 11, 10 Nunya Biz 8 and 11 Tearaway Charlie 12, number 12 out, 340 the favourite, number 7 Run Like a Rebel, Jess Taylor.
Yeah, I got 2-7-3-6 here. I'll give Ethnicity the nod here. I know he's only got an average win strike rate, but he hasn't had a whole lot go his way a couple of times. He's drawn awkward gates. And, look, I'm just hoping Paddy can give him the right run today. He's got gate three. He's on his home track. And, look, I think he's going to go pretty close here. So I'll go Ethnicity on top. There's plenty of merit in his last couple of runs. So he's on top for me. Look, this is going really well. It's come a long way, Run Like a Rebel, Aaron Clark's filly here. She was good winning at the Sapphire Coast, and she ran right up to it beyond Irish Lucy last time. Racing on the speed. Gate one, Jess will have her in the hunt the whole way here, and she'll take some running over. Three, back up to its right trip here, Atomic Blast. He's an eye catcher, this fellow in the yard. Chris Hensley's had him up for a long, long time. He splits the distances around here and there, freshened up and the like, but up to 14-25 today, he's going to run a really nice race here. And outside those six, No Doubt Man of Matty Dales, the No Doubt Man. Look, first up was okay in that Elegant Ellen race, and I think it'll certainly improve with that run under its belt. So it's probably a bit of value at the odds. I made it 2-7-3-6 in the third, Sean.
All right. Now, race four is the maiden. One Shady Diamond, 15. Two Euro Say, 6. Three Francisco Pizarro, 340. Four is out. Five Farage, $10. Six Divine Shen, $2.90. Number seven Fabulous Fran, $9. Eight Pontesaru is 51. 9, Pros and Cons, 26. Number 10, Susanna, is $9. 11, Notorious, 61. 12, Who Told You, 31. And 13, Jolly Colleen, 71. Favourite is Divine Shen, $2.90, number 6.
Yeah, Sean, this is the big $40,000 maiden. It always brings together a good field. I'm going to make it 3-10-5-6. I like the way it went on debut, Francisco Bizarro. That was way back in late August there. JT Fox won the race. It just went under. It had trialled well prior to that down here at Maruya. So, look, it's had another nice soft trial to fit it up here. It's a little bit awkwardly drawn, but so is the favourite. And you've got Blake McDougall doing the steering. He's absolutely airborne at the moment. So I'll go with this Francisco Pizarro. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Look, I thought the local filly here, Sazana, for Nat Jarvis, she was first up here behind Exceed the Night in that 9:20. drew awkwardly that day. It's a bit better drawn and better for the run, and I thought some of the runs around this last preparation were really good. Kembla and the Acton, thought enough of it to take it to town after that. Look, it can run a very nice race here. Five, I've got to put this in somewhere as well. Farage, I thought its run on debut was pretty good off a soft trial. It goes up at 1,010, and it might cut a few corners there. Paddy with the kilo and half off. And the really come for this, haven't they? Divine Shen, Lukey Peppers. Drawn outside all these, so it'll need a bit to go right, but the money suggests that it will. The trial was very, very handy at Goulburn. As I mentioned, a $40,000 maiden, they're never easy. 3, 10, 5, 6, Sean.
All right, a couple of riding alterations in there, John. One shady diamond is Matty Cale. Further down, number 9, Pros and Cons, Chris Williams. And number 11, the notorious Brendan Ward. Now, in race 5, there's a couple of late one here. It's number 6, Ardanza, Michael Travers. And number 12, Chateauba, is Adrian Late. Now, in the 5th, One Resort, $17. 2 Only Choice, $4.20. 3 First Korea, $6. 4 Tyres are Crucial, $8.50. Number 5, Tag and Release, $4.20. 6 Ardanza, $18. 7 Out. Number 8, A Daily Stream, $23. 9 Tiara Road, $12. 10 Tip to Tantivy, $5. 11 Monterey Magic, $17. 12 Chateauba, $26. 13 Dance Harder Sun, $126. Equal favourites, 2 Only Choice and 5 Tag and Release, $4.20 each of 2.
Yeah, found this a very good class 3, Sean. I made it 5, 4, 2, and 9, but I don't think there's much to separate at least the top three, but I'm going to go Tag and Release. He's really got it flying at Joey Cleary at the moment. The City run, I know it was a heavy, it was beyond Movie and Hamerl. Star and ran third in the race. The run prior was pretty handy in that race where Certain Riches just ran them into the ground, but put two on the bounce together before that. So, look, I like it at the mile. It's been good on this track in the past, so I'll go with it, but not a lot between it. I thought Tyres are Crucial is the terrific value at $8.50. They tried it at 2,000 last time. Look, it was a mile back that day, and that was off a three-week break. One at Gundagai, won that Hair of the Dog race, beating Triple Hero. That form is pretty handy for a race like this, and it's drawn to get a few favours in the run, so I'm suggesting the $8.50 about it is really good value. Look, only choice he's drawn outside them here. I'd give him a bit of an extra tick with a better gate, but he should be cherry ripe. He's had 3 runs, and he just went under there at Goulburn in a leader-dominated race. He'd be all the better for that, and he goes in for 3rd here. And 9, I don't want to leave this out of the tips here, Tiara Road. Some of the runs around her last prep were really good, and the last couple have been pretty solid as well in unsuitable type of races. So she's a bit of value in it as well. I found it a very even race. 5, 4, 2, 9, Sean.
All right, now the Town Plate, we've got one additional rider here, Simon Miller on number 7, Critical Touch. Simon Miller on 7 in race 6 now. Number 1, Count de Crona is $4.80. 2, Leamy Estray, $2.30. Number 3, Beauterage, 12, 4 out. 5, Tiger by the Tail, $8.50. 6, Fermanagh Lad, $4.60. 7, Critical Touch, $6.50. Number 8, Bellagano, $26. And 9, Whispered Prayer, $21. Favourite, $2.30. 2, Leamy Estray.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 2. They went head-to-head, these top 2 last time. I made it 2, 1, 3, 5. Just thought she gave him a little bit of head start the other day, leading me astray myself, and he was too good, Count de Crona. They're both absolute track specialists when you look at their record, Sean, which is most important down here at Maruya. But, look, I think she's just a little bit better off at the weight, but she might be on top of him today rather than giving him a bit of head start. So I'll leave the tactics to Brocky Ryan and Robin Luke. They know the drill with her, but I'll go leave me astray. Look, Count de Crona was terrific last time. It's gone up a fair bit of the weight, but as is the main danger. But look, he's going to run well again here, drawn inside. He's probably looks the leader here. 3, Beauterage, I thought was pretty well placed here. It's been a while since he's won a race, but he's had 3 runs. He's run okay. Well, the only time he was here before, so I thought he was a little bit of value in the race. And at 5, Tiger by the Tail will appreciate a little bit of giving the ground and a hot speed as well. I made it 2, 1, 3, and 5, Sean.
All right, we go to race 7, the North Ride RSL Showcase Maruya Cup. Now, no additional or late riders here. Number 1 out, Mercurial Lad, got the money over the weekend. 2 Cliff, $2.70. 3 out, 4 Cuba is, Cliff is $10 rather, number 2 Cliff. 3 out, 4 Cuba, $4.60. 5 A Point Percy, $5.50. 6 Animalia, $2.90. 7 Out Number 8 Bell Tanua, $5. 9 Nagging is 10. 10 Quarter V, 19. 11 Hesperos, 21. 12 Louis Choice, 21. And 13 John Boy is $71. The favourite, Matty Dale and Billy Owen, number 6 Animalia, $2.90.
Yeah, going to go with it too. He's really got it going well, Matt Dale. I made it 6, 8, 5 and 4. But again, not much separates these. And the tactics, the run of the race is going to tell the tale here. I just love the way it attacked the line, this Animalia. It's first run for Matt the other day. We spoke to him early on in the day too, Sean. He sort of indicated whilst the horse was going well, it was a bit of a learning curve for them with him. They got some good races for him down the track and probably over a little bit further. So hopefully there's still enough freshness in the legs second up at the 14.25. He's beautifully in at the weights at 55.5, considering he had the 60 the other day. So I'm going to go with him here, second up Animalia on top. Look, very hard to beat Bell Tanua. She's got it flying, that Jarvis, and it ticks nearly every box here on her home track. She's been good both wins this preparation. She's going to run really well here for sure. 5 A Point Percy, well, he was terrific at Randwick last time. A better run than what it looked. The fractions from that, they really ran along the first 1,000. He was up there bashing away all the way. He can be right on top of them here and probably not doing it anywhere near as hard. So Lukey Pepper, he knows how to train a winner of the Maruya Cup, the local boy. This is going to run well. And 4 Cuba ran into Wolfushu last time at Wyong and that Rising Star heat. And he's third up from a spell and looked beautifully placed and gets the claim, the whole lot. He can run well as also, but to look a really good field, made it 6, 8, 5 and 4, Sean.
All right, now the final event race, a couple of riders here, Blake McDougall on number 3, say can you see? And further down, Adrian Late rides number 13, Interventions, a couple of additional late riders there. Now the 8th, Malachi Malachi Crunch, whichever you prefer, $15, 2 out, number 3, say can you see, 23. 4 Acton Shale, $1.70, 5 Afterthought, 10, 6 out. 7, There Is No Other, $11. 8, Air Free, 23. 9, Lord Boulevard is 18. 10's out, 11, Classic Conquest, 5. Number 12, Bit of a Star, 21. 13, Interventions, 26. And 14, Captain Charlie, 34. Favourite, $1.70. It's short for Nick Oliver, Billy Owen, Acton Shale, number 4.
Yeah, gee, this was impressive. It's actually, it was actually won a maiden and lost it by DQ. Earlier on, Acton Shale, but gee, they bet against this down at Wagga, and it never let anything into the race. It just jumped, and it showed really good speed from a wide gate, and then it showed a good kick, and it only had the one try, and I think it may well improve off the back of it too. He's a spinally little character, but gee, you can put them down, Acton Shale. 4-11, 1-3. I think if punters are behind, they'll be ripping into this to get out, and if they're in front, they'll probably be putting the pool on it, Sean. I think it looks nice and progressive, and little wonder it's one of the shortest price favourites on the day. It's clearly on top for me here. Look, Classic Conquest, she's been, look at her record, 2 wins, 15 seconds, Sean. She's a great check earner, isn't she? And on her home back gate too, she's going to pick up another check here. Whether she can knock over Acton Shale is another story, but look, I had to throw her in for another second at the worst. The top weight, Malachi Crunch, and that Jarvis throwing it out to 1,200 today. He's a 1,000-metre specialist, but she can stretch him out a little bit. And look, he's going to run well. He always does on his home track, a super consistent horse. And 3, say, can you see? A bit of spice in the exotics. It's been, well beaten last time we saw it in action in early November. But on this track, a win and a second. And I thought it could improve a little bit in this type of race. But everyone's with Acton Shale here. 4-11, 1-3, Sean.
All right, a few shorties on the day. What stands out for you, John? What do you like?
Yeah, look, and I don't want to go around a couple of the shorties as well, Sean, but look, I think there's a maid in this Storm Attack very, very soon. And if you shopped early, you're laughing. You've got a big smile on your face with the $4.60 it is now, but I give this a great chance race. 2, number 6, Storm Attack for me is the best from Maruya today, mate.
All right, bit of value there too, John.
Yeah, it was even better yesterday, but it's still good now if we can get it home, Sean.
All right, and this cup field looks pretty good too, doesn't it?
Look, I come down on Saturday, Sean, as I mentioned earlier on, and we had the big Calcutta last night. Gee, it was a cracker, and really good to see the Maruya Club change this to them to their main, the Maruya Cup to their main day. This is run as the Naruma Cup for as many as long as I can remember, and it's holiday mode. There's a lot of people down here on holidays, and always a big crowd. So it's good to see the Maruya Cup move forward. And North Ryde RSL, great to see them sponsor the meeting for a number of years. And the turnout last night was a cracker. So the horses bring great money there. And look, it's just that little bit of overcast skies has made it nice and comfortable, Sean. So I think it's going to be an absolute cracking day. And with the good money, you've got the showcase money up for grabs. The cup's worth $50. You've got a $40,000 made, and they've come from near and far. So mate, it all sets up for a cracking day's racing.
Yeah. All right, good on you, John. Have a top day there.
Should be great. Thanks, Sean.